Welcome to Optics Trade Debates. I'm Andraj.
My name is Taylor. Hello.
And our debates are currently based on Leica binoculars. We're debating over different series, the features that they offer, and so on. And right now, we have here on the table two binoculars from Leica's Pocket series. So these are the Trinovit BCA. And we'll start this debate off by telling our viewers a little bit about what BCA stands for. Do we know that,
well,
actually?
Yeah, the catalogs and the webpage from Leica, they all state that BCA means small, compact, and rubber armored. I don't know what each letter means, probably in German or something, but even in German it's not that logical, because small means klein. So I don't know the letter B, how it means small, but still, this is something what you are able to find on Leica's official web page in their catalogs. So small, compact, and rubber armored. You can see all the rubber armoring on the binoculars. In reality, this means that they are entry level pocket size binoculars from Leica. They were really famous name, Trinovit. Trinovit is in use as a name since 1957 at Leica. So this is I would say the name is older than majority of all the competitors as companies, but Leica is producing the binoculars for 110 years, even more, so it makes sense. As you can see, these binoculars, they have dual hinge design, so you're able to really make them compact as any.
They're so really, they really small. Fit in every pocket almost.
In every pocket. There are two models in this line, so 8x20, 8x magnification, 20mm objective lens, and 10x25. Very similar, like other Leica pocket binoculars, like Ultravitz and Colorline and Silverline and so on. They feature the optical compensation on the objective lens. So you turn here the objective lens to set the correct diopter setting.
This is quite unusual nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, because everybody has this on the eyepieces. However, because they are so small and so compact.
Yeah, there's no place here.
Where to put the diopter compensation. You do get the central focusing. And I think that the main point of these binoculars is that they're really, really compact. The second, I would say, unique selling point of these binoculars is also that you're buying something which is still affordable for Leica standards. But at the same time, it offers premium optical performance. If you compare this compact binoculars with, I would say, the same products or similar products from less renowned names, you see the difference, because Leica has better edge-to-edge sharpness, it has better color fidelity, you get those rich, vivid Leica-style colors and so on. So you're buying a really small piece of binoculars, pair of binoculars, but you still get premium optical performance. Normally, the Ultravitz are even better.
Of course, I think that these do not have the aqua dura coating like the Ultravitz.
No. So, but
they do have the high durable coating.
I think. They have the high durable coating, and they have the P40 coating on the prisms, which is very good, but still a little bit in terms of performance, a little bit under their Hilux coatings. So you get the styling, you get all the attention to details from Leica and everything, but if you compare them to more expensive models, some of the coatings are a little bit less high-tech, I would say.
So it's worth pointing out that these are probably the cheapest binoculars in the offer of Leica, I think.
By far. They're really affordable, but you're still getting a really good product, with everything what Leica stands for. And you can still combine these binoculars with all the accessories which Leica produces for their binoculars, which are really, really nice, out of leather, different carrying straps and so on. So you still get Leica product. They're made in Leica factory in Portugal.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
They come with 5 years warranty.
What else you get this back?
When you get the back and the carrying strap.
The carrying strap and the
I think they're the perfect gift for someone, and I also think they're a perfect choice if you're going on a safari and you wish to buy something to your wife or something like that, really, or your children. A small, high quality binoculars with a really unique styling and normally all the heritage and everything.
I think it's also great for hiking, traveling and camping. Yeah. And
they're so light that you can even forget them, that you have them in your pocket. But still, when you look through them, the optics is more than decent, especially considering the size. The only I would say downside is that the field of view is, it's not that great. It's 110 meters on 8x42, 90 meters on 10x25. But still, they're not meant to really superbly perform optically. If they would be meant for that, they would be much bigger and much heavier.
The main point here is that you can pretty much stash them everywhere,
yeah,
and still get a very decent optical experience, right?
That's the main point, to get decent optics in an extremely compact format and good build quality.
So this would be everything about the Trinovit BCA. I hope that you found the information useful. Like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and don't forget, if you have any additional questions, you're always welcome to leave a comment in the comment section or send us an email. See you in the next debates, and bye-bye.
Bye.